The State Department of Transportation is putting east side drivers on notice. If you travel westbound on I-90 between Bellevue and Seattle, start making other plans. Road work beginning late this Friday along westbound I-90 near Bellevue Way will take the highway down from 4 lanes to 1 for an entire week. And to help ease backups that could stretch for as long as 10 miles, WSDOT is asking you to start planning now to change your commute. KUOW's Jamala Henderson asked Bart Treese about the message to drivers.
It's not just going to be a closure to affect Bellevue and Issaquah drivers. This is going to be a regional closure. This is going to be something that's going to have effects throughout the system in the Seattle East Side area. So you're going to see additional traffic on 405. You're going to see additional traffic on 520. You could see some really big backups on I-90 as well because you're taking all those lanes down so they can do the work on the expansion joints. You can also see some backups on I-5, but it's a regional traffic issue. That's why we're not just putting the notice out to East Side drivers, but to all drivers that they're going to need to change their driving behavior, change what they're going to do during the week. If it's taking vacation time that you've got built up, if it's telecommuting, leaving early, leaving late, something to change your driving habits to avoid this closure, to avoid the backs of this closure, that's going to help not only you out, but it's also going to help out our regional traffic congestion that we could see as a result of the work on this road.
Say people don't make other plans. What would the worst case scenario look like along the stretch of I-90 if people just do their normal commute?
Well, it's not just about the backup because, we could see backup stretching Issaquah beyond. It's also about the travel times for folks getting through. Even with 60% of people not taking this route, you can see some long travel times. Now, an average of about 10 minutes to get through the area could go as much as an hour. So, the backups would be bad, but the slog of trying to get through this could be even worse. So it's not just about the backups. It's how long is it taking people to get through the construction closure area.
So bottom line, what does everybody need to know for that week?
Do something different. If everybody did their normal weekly habits of getting from point A to point B, and it involves I-90, 405, 520, you're going to run into some trouble. You're going to be delayed. You're going to be late to work. You're going to be late to wherever you're going. You're not going to be happy. But taking those extra steps to planning your week out, doing something different, is going to help you out, and it's going to help everybody out and help us keep traffic moving through the area.
Bart Treese with the State Department of Transportation. Major lane closures are coming to westbound I-90 between Bellevue and Seattle starting Friday night. That's this Friday. WSDOT advises east side drivers to make other plans while road crews replace a pair of expansion joints.